Support for this episode of Pwned and the following message come from New Harbor Security. New Harbor Security is your end-to-end provider of security services and security solutions. If you're looking for smart security solutions and services for your business, visit us at www.newharborsecurity.com. This seemed to be the week of security certifications. That, coupled with the fact that Equifax seemed to be a little bit more prominent in the news this week, I decided to make this episode about trying to set the record straight on certifications and Equifax. Hey, it's Justin. We're going to be diving into this one and more on this week's episode of Pwned. This is Pwned, a weekly show about questions I hear from security professionals and my peers from the industry. Each week, I'll pick one question or great conversation I had during the previous week and recap it here. I'll cover a variety of different topics, from security frameworks to security technologies, best practices, and how-tos. A lot of security companies or agency executives are looking for a security certification or some kind of assurance so that they can sleep well at night. Truth of the matter is, no security firm would assert that their clients are bulletproof from a cybersecurity breach. The threat landscape is shifting intraday, and anything a security firm would attest to today might be outdated by the time that the team walks out of the building. In our industry today, there is no certification that offers this level of warranty. HITRUST, PCI DSS, ISO 27001, SOC reports all ensure that a process is in place, not necessarily the rigor of the security control in place and the value of said control in the long run. The NOC security certification is the lone technical security certification, but that also has bounds to the warranty and very much requires that the company continue to maintain the hygiene of their security posture, as nothing in security is set it and forget it. Any potentially viable security certification is now in jeopardy because of this, coupled with the fact that there's so many people that understand this concept. Case in point is the Equifax security breach. Now, if you don't know Equifax, congratulations on making it out from under your rock and listening to this first. Equifax is a large credit reporting bureau that holds credit and personal information for millions of people. The breach impacted over 140 million people, which, to put that into perspective, is half of the citizens of the entire United States. Here's the thing. Equifax has an ISO 27001 certification. That certification was delivered by Ernst & Young and their EY CertifyPoint division. Some folks, including those at Equifax, seem to think this certification shielded them from a breach. If you ever listen to any of my podcasts or read anything that I've ever written related to ISO 27001, you know that ISO 27001 simply certifies that you followed a framework and a methodology to choose your security controls, not whether those controls are right and complete security controls for your environment. To add one more, scope is an enormous component of ISO 27001, and just because someone has an ISO 27001 certification doesn't mean it's for the environment that they say it is. For example, some companies could have an ISO 27001 certification on their broom closet and say it's actually for their whole company. The issue with this Equifax situation is that EY, according to an article in MarketWatch, issued an attest opinion that all security controls were complete and in place, which latter could not be supported. Aside from this not being possible because it fails to acknowledge the existence of a crystal ball that predicts any and all zero-day attacks, it's also a giant conflict of interest and a violation of any accreditation rules. To me, this indicates a huge lack of understanding or is purposeful negligence. Further, commentary from the former SEC chiefs, and I'm withholding the names because I don't know if this quote was taken out of context, But this one has me scratching my head a little bit, and I'm paraphrasing. There's question concerning how much reliance should be placed on the ISO certification when assessing internal controls over financial reporting. You think? I can help you out there. The answer is none. There should be no reliance. The context of the control is completely different than what you would expect for a SOX 302 or 404 control. This brings me to the belief that there continues to be a huge and massive misunderstanding of security controls at the highest level of organizations and within organizations that are supposed to be a trusted security advisor. More often than not, I see accounting firms fulfilling this assessment and assertion role within business. But who did Equifax call when they needed security cleanup and investigation? A security firm. They called a security firm to try to fix stuff. And this seems to be a trend. The security firm is called as a reactionary action. But what would happen if the security firm was called first to do the proactive assessment? And I'll leave you with this. You never hire a security company to advise on your accounting. So why do we keep asking accounting firms to advise on our security? One last thing before I let you go. If you've been listening to this podcast for a little while, thank you. I have a massive favor to ask, is that if you like this podcast, please share it with one person. That's not asking for a lot. Just share it with one person. And you don't have to pass them the file. Just reference the name. And if you were to do that for me, I would be eternally grateful. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the show this week. If you want to learn more, listen to previous episodes, or snag some show notes, you can go to my website at justinfimlay.com and you can reach me on the contact form, or you can direct message me on Twitter at justinfimlay. Please also subscribe to the show at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And please give us a 5-star rating, as your ratings help to make this show possible.